Thank you very much. We will start immediately. Thank you, Lord. Lord Chaitanya, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I affectionately greet all of you for this morning lecture. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, his servants, weapons and confidential companions. Some have interpreted this last line it's a glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is to be worshipped by congregational chanting, and he has been identified here a little bit. He is accompanied by his associates. This refers to Advaita Acharya, to Nityananda. These are his immediate associations. It said the three perform, so to say, the three generals of the Sankirtan movement. Then the servants, who could be a servant? Srivas Thakur, no? And weapons, some say that's the Hare Krishna mantra, some say that's the Sudarshan chakra, which Lord Chaitanya almost released. He had it seen on him, and then confidential companions relates especially to Gadadhar Pandit. So here's a purport. I will read a section from this purport. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. That was seen when Lord Chaitanya was moving through South India. He would leave a village very early in the morning before sunrise, and he would travel often through unpopulated areas like dark forests and so on. At times, he would also have to take his rest under a tree in the forest and lay his beautiful head on the root of the tree for resting. His food at that time were the roots and the berries from the trees. And then at other times he would go, Hare Krishna, Jai Radha Gopinath, Jaya Gopinath. And Gopinath. And at other times he would travel through areas which were under the plow, so to say, we say in German, unter dem Pflug, under the plow. It means it was used for agriculture. These areas were usually around villages, of course. And people who did meet him on the street, I mean, they would be working on the fields and they would see him. He would chant usually this one bhajan, which we can also sing. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna.
Today, so this was what he usually chanted. And Krishna, Krishna, hey, please look at me. Oh Krishna, protect me. And oh Krishna, Pahimang, please maintain me, please take care. I'm traveling these roads, please maintain me. And he sang like this, and he was often overcome by ecstasy. He would, it was really moving hearts. Sometimes it is said even inert matter like stones would melt. He would chant so much with the bhava, devotional sentiments, that, yes. And people who meet him, they really were touched. They left their fields, they ran towards him to see the spectacle. He was much taller than the usual size of the people. He was, and he would stretch his arms also, and at times he would dance and he would jump. It's called the stick dance. What it means is he jumped so high, like much higher than Syamananda did when he was dancing. He came like a stick, and like if you throw a stick up and the stick comes down. So he looked like this. It was quite something to see, and of course people would talk about Lord Chaitanya. And those who came close, they were, so to say, they didn't even practice social distancing at that time. They came closer and farther away. No matter if they were close or if they were far, those who saw him, they got the virus of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Yes, we nowadays talk about this a little excessively, in my opinion, but we say, oh, it's highly contagious, but Mahaprabhu's bhakti was also like that. It went just from him to the heart of the people, just like this, heart transference. And yes, Prabhupada here writes, whoever met him, or whoever will meet him, will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later talk about it to others. He injects, Lord Chaitanya, injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. And Lord Chaitanya, very interestingly, appeared not only, you know, to the people who met him, but there was the saint Tukaram. You have maybe heard about Tukaram? Tukaram is an enlightened devotee of the Lord. He would sing the holy names in gatherings, and sometimes he would become so ecstatic that he started to sing songs that were composed on the spot. For instance, a song is, "O Krishna, you always keep me by your side as if I'm your dog. And you don't allow me to move anywhere. And sometimes when you touch my head, I feel almost like a saint." You know, the dog, touched by the I feel like a saint, no? So he would sing this, "Oh Krishna, you keep me like a dog." But this is the Western style. He would have it in raga, and people would feel the ecstatic bhava, the chanting of the of Tukaram. There is a place in Maharashtra where it is said Tuka sang his last song. He was known affectionately Tuka, no? Like we have Shiranjeev Syam, but we call him affectionately Syam, just Syam we call him. Although his full name is different. So his name was Tukaram, but they called him Tuka. Hare Krishna. So at the moment he sang his last song, a transcendental airplane came. It was sent by the Lord and it picked him up, and before the vision of everyone he went back to Godhead. So this Tukaram describes that once he was before his house, it was an agricultural field, he was doing agriculture. I mean, there was a house and an agricultural field, and all of a sudden he heard the sound of Sankirtan chanting the holy name. And when he looked over the hill, he saw a party with mridangas and cartels, which was led by a personality who was dressed in yellow cloth. And next to him was someone who danced so wild and extraordinary. His clothes were flying everywhere. The clothes were blue. And when he heard this kirtan, he got infected at that time. He got, I'm using it in modern language, but he became influenced to become a kirtan lover and he spread kirtan. So this happened when Gornitai, I'm not sure, either they had already left 100 years ago or they were yet to appear. It was not when Lord Chaitanya was there. So Lord Chaitanya works also, this is what I want to describe it. Now, so it's possible that Dina Dayal, will come in contact with Lord Chaitanya and become an ecstatic chanter. It is possible. It is possible that I also become, get in contact with him. This will be a miracle. I will become an ecstatic chanter of the holy name. So here Prabhupada indicates this. He says, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Some, who said? Go. Oh, someone listened, the rest of you were still in dull consciousness, my dear devotees. You're not really listening. You say, yes, Bhagavatam, this is what we do now. Yes, Bhagavatam. I might tell you something you have never heard before, so, and I will ask you, so better listen. Hare Krishna. Otherwise you will be on internet. So, in this way, it has a very long purpose. Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. Dostoevsky wrote this, beauty will conquer the world. He must have Lord Chaitanya in mind. Super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. My dear devotees, mostly Lord Chaitanya works through his beautiful kirtan. Jiva Goswami says how the influence of Lord Chaitanya happens during kirtan. And I think this is maybe relevant for us today. So sankirtan, he says, chanting with others is superior even to kirtan, which means chanting alone, because it produces such extraordinary feelings. Jiva Goswami makes it clear, sankirtan means meeting with many people, and he says it even nicely. I think he must have had the Radha Deshmelos in mind, or let us say the Radha Deshmelos fulfill his description. Maybe you feel a little blissful now, a little happy after these few days. Yes, Kapila. Even Kapila comes from London, where people feel stressed out usually, but you feel different. Yes, good. Sankirtan means, Jiva Goswami says, to blissfully meet, it's not a politically meet, no, it means to blissfully meet with many people. So what do the many people do? To sing about Sri Krishna and to do so loudly for the benefit of others. Sometimes the kirtan leader may encourage us when we are not yet singing loudly. Sing loudly, sing more loudly, no? So this may happen during kirtan, because this is what it means, to blissfully meet. It should be a festive atmosphere. You do not require now anything else. You just have to sit in the kirtan and sing and somehow keep alive. That means eating and whatever, resting and so on. So, Jiva Goswami says here, sankirtan is superior even to kirtan. What is the reason? Does anyone remember? Why is it superior than kirtan? There must be an effect, huh?
Congregation.
Yeah, congregation. Yeah. It produces, Krishna Chaitanya also had this?
The
the effect of extraordinary
feelings. Yeah, it creates extraordinary feelings. Extraordinary feelings means you don't have these feelings ordinarily. No, it is something special is happening. So why? I'm sorry, but because you look so tired, I will ask you questions in this class, and we'll pick out single people who are. No, I don't want to do this. I'm sorry. Why do you think it creates extraordinary feelings? What are some of your experiences?
It uplifts beyond the modes of nature.
It is bliss beyond the modes of nature. Ah, so you say in our material experience, where we usually only experience worldly things that are produced by the three powerful energies of this world, sattva, tamas and rajas, that is one thing, but in sankirtan we make other experiences and feelings than if we watch Netflix. Yeah, it's something. Yes, then we make in the world. Okay, this is a wonderful point. Yes, thank you. Probably very good point. Yes. Why do you think sankirtan does this? Singing together. Yeah.
There's a saying said that the more souls, the more bliss. So it's also more blissful for Krishna that so many souls come together.
Yeah. This is another very nice point. Thank you. These are excellent answers. When people come together, the individual feelings are risen. In sankirtan, ideally, everyone shares some devotion. And as this devotion is shared, it tends to increase. It's almost like when yesterday was a birthday party where there was a good pizza served, and it was served with amongst friends, and they all took the pizza, they spoke most properly in Croatian, and in their association, as they were relishing the pizza, it was more relishable. No? It is said, and you may eat healthy salads, but if you eat it alone, it is not as good as when you eat every day ice cream and pizza, which is very dangerous for your health. But in the association of many, because in the association of many, this feeling of sharing the delight, sharing the pleasure, gives your heart so much pleasure that naturally it is the heart is sending out all these good things, and the body responds with all these good hormones that are important for health. When you sing alone or do japa alone, it can be a little difficult when you are not yet connected with Krishna. But even if you are not yet connected with Krishna and sing with many devotees, their devotion will help you to rise. Have you noted in kirtan, when the kirtan comes to a particularly a peak moment, the madangas may play very accentuated rhythms, very clear rhythms, very loud, and everyone goes like, wow! Have you noticed the sound of deepest appreciation? You find this sound also on the football field. Yes, no, it's a psycho. Please, listen with your attention fixed. because we hear what is a shared experience becomes multiplied in its intensity. This is why this one sport has really become so popular that even when there is a world tournament, half of the temples are informed about the Rinaldo and company and Messi and so on, because it is so much shared. It's on in every bar in Croatia. I have seen we see on the TV screen and people gather around. I have seen in Germany in post offices people, there need to be a TV because they don't want to miss one movement of Rinaldo, you know, and it's a football player, for those who don't know. Abhinav Gupta, one of India's most respected theoretical theorists on mystical and aesthetic experiences, writes that this increasing of emotions in the company of many is especially powerful when like-minded souls come together. Therefore, in Kirtan, we want to gather ego-free Kirtaniyas who come together, who are there, and who sing together the glories of Krishna. Because at that time, all the other participants will feel the rising of devotional sentiments. They will all become affected. I like to tell the example. We had a Kirtan Mela in Mauritius, and there was a man who, he had gone on his beach to make suicide because he showed me his pistol. He was serious. Because his wife had dropped him in the you know, and had gone with another lover, you know, and he felt so hurt that he wanted to take his life and wetten the beach with his blood. Then he heard our kirtan. And he came, this was a tent, you know, it was all over the sound, it was really loud. And he came inside and he came for 3 days, or however long it took. Maybe he came only for 2 days, he was not there the first day, 2 days. On the first day he wanted to commit suicide. So on the way he heard this, he sat down and there were kirtans going on. I remember Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was chanting with a microphone and he was dancing, and many joined the dancing, and he saw this. He experienced the rising of the waves of kirtan. Or you could also say in Radhadesh specific terms, the mellows of kirtan became more sweetened, no, more intense. At that time, he felt Hare Krishna. I am very blessed to be here, and he let me stay. And he became totally. Changed. He said there must be another solution. It's silly to commit suicide. I would like to ask you now a question. What comes to your mind when you need to describe kirtan in one word? A good kirtan. What is it? Or what quality does it have? Interesting question, isn't it? He will start with Amalaharinam because he has done a very nice kirtan yesterday. What comes to your mind? One word, that's a difficult task, isn't it? Would you like to think a little bit more about it? But we want to hear from you. Anyone, very thoughtful answer we require, yes.
We enjoy.
We enjoy, good.
No, real joy.
Real joy, acha, 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 acha. Real joy, yes.
Depth.
Depth. Yes, it has to have some depth. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Total Krishna.
I can't hear.
Total Krishna.
Total Krishna. Wow. Total Krishna. Yes. Vrindavan. Wow.
Devotion and surrender.
Devotion, surrender.
Eternity.
Eternity.
Doing this forever.
Eternity, doing it forever. Wonderful, wonderful. I have written down a few qualities which one of Prabhupada's early kirtaniyas put together. Maybe you have heard there was one. You hear actually every morning. It's Yamuna who was singing the Govindam prayers. Govindam Adipurusham Tamam Vajami. Prabhupada wondered that this is played every morning to the deities. And when she was there, he would often ask her to lead the kirtan. And she said, a good kirtan needs to have depth, like you said, focus. Soulful. It needs to have spontaneity. It needs to be meditative, connected. These are just some qualities, no? Of a good kirtan. Yeah. It's difficult to describe the undescribable, but yes, you need a few of these attributes. So when devotees come together like this and they sing like this with heightened devotional feelings, the Lord responds. Those who are in kirtan may sometimes feel when the kirtan goes well, goes for them, when they can be focused, oh, Krishna is here. Krishna is now more in my heart. Have you, or you may spontaneously pray to Krishna. You never pray, but on kirtan, all of a sudden you pray. Say, what happened to me? Your kirtan happened. You feel just like our devotee said, total Krishna. Oh, nice, total Krishna. As much as we can realize Krishna. Total Krishna is something else. Then you would be totally in ecstasy and you would not be able to talk for many, many weeks when you have total Krishna. But as much as we can. And you know, because why? Krishna is attracted. This brings us to maybe the most important law in bhakti. There are certain laws in the world. Let me look here. Oops. For instance, the law of gravitation. When we drop something, like this Ragini, it will only go in one direction, that is to the floor. It will not fly to the community hall where it is needed in the morning. It has only one way, and it is, I could demonstrate it to you, it will most probably do the same thing. It will, because there's a law of gravity. So in bhakti, there's also a safe and sure law, and that is yeyatamam prapadyante. In the degree you surrender to Krishna, in that degree he rewards you. You know, he reveals himself or some of his sweetness. So when all of us go into this, let us say, devotional bhakti lift, the kirtan, we need to still keep one thing in mind. When, as you move, as the atmosphere rises, if you are not present there, if you don't also focus yourself on the kirtan, Krishna might not respond to you. I have seen devotees, not during this Radha Desh Mellows, who have answered, what is it called? Mails, is it? Yes, voicemail, no, not, messages on their mobile distraction machines. And they did not experience delightful devotional service. I saw even someone going like, what message? Impossible. He was not able because he had not followed yeyatamam prapadyante. In the degree, well, maybe it was something he needed to do in Krishna consciousness. You know, I want to give the example in a way that he was not there. So if you want, I also see sometimes devotees, the kirtan is going on, but they do something else. If you have to enter the lift if you want to get to the seventh story or the fifth story, or wherever. So if you really wish to experience these delightful, extraordinary feelings in Sankirtan, you need to be there, not only in body, but also with your full focus and attention. And then it works. So I want to end here. I do not wish to go over this time because we all want to take our, or need to take prasadam now. And those who are in the Radha Desh Mellows singing, we will be there at 9:20 ideally, or you know, we start sharp at 9:30. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful last day. It is already. It went very fast, like always. Yeah, and we are. I think we all are very grateful who can be experiencing this. I think for everyone, doing a you know, kirtan event, something happens, and you know, don't be surprised. Two things happen. One is these extraordinary feelings. Yes, but the extraordinary feelings, we always mean they must be delightful. Sometimes they are. We have extraordinary humility. We see in an extraordinary way our own shortcomings. We might even see anxiety arise in the mind, because you must know, whenever you start cleaning a room, in the very beginning you become more aware of the dirt. Oh, there's a tea bag. I didn't know that the tea bag is was lying all this time under my bed, you know, or this or that. So sometimes in kirtan, you have to confront the lowliness of what it means to be a conditioned soul. And it's shocking when you see it in full before you. It is not delightful, but it is still extraordinary. You don't make this normally. And the so there are two extraordinary things. the ecstatic Krishna realizations, but also the feelings of shortcomings. And both are equally welcome, because we would not make advancement without this, and we would never become humble if we don't have the an insight into what it means to be forgetful of Krishna, and to see how forgetful we are at times. It is shocking when you see the whole extent. But if you stick it out, if you go through it, Krishna usually puts a bandage on you. Good. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Have a wonderful day. Mm.